98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East with the Best Mix in the Morning show. And we are talking with Stephanie Kohler, the director of Lori's Place here in the St. Joe area and serving an awesome amount of Michigan's great Southwest. You know, we've been, of course, this time of year, typically expecting Run, Walk, Rock to be part of our event space. But as with a lot of things, we've got to do some adjustments. There's a lot of adjusting to happen in 2020, Stephanie, but 2021 still full of a little bit of adjustments. And so that's why Run, Walk, Rock for Lori's Place has been moved to a different event date this year. So tell us about that.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Zach, for having me. And yes, it was a very difficult decision to be able to reschedule our event. It will be September 11th this year. But with the rise in the COVID-19 cases again, we had a significant spike. And I'm very fortunate to be a part of the larger health system with some really smart people giving good advice. And we just felt it prudent, along with our Run, Walk, Rock committee, to reschedule that event. We did put a lot of good safety precautions in place, but just felt at the time that it was better served in September.
And, you know, for folks who don't know what Lori's Place does, it's pretty important to know that background, although there are lots of folks with great hearts who will support anything in any great event, especially one like this that's a lot of fun. But the background of Lori's Place is one that is filled with heart and a great deal of service to our community. Can you remind folks what you guys do?
Absolutely. Thank you, Zach. We do. We provide a service to our community for people who've had someone in their life die. And while we know grief comes in a lot of different shapes and sizes, when we've experienced the death in our life, having that additional support through what we call peer support groups, which is strictly bringing people together who've had this similar experience, regardless of where they come from, is really, really important. And we provide that services to kids to as little as 3 and upwards to the oldest adults. We have some of our groups for our adult only. People are in their 90s. It is never too late to grieve. You're never too old to grieve and receive this opportunity.
Now, I imagine 2021 is going to be an important year for Lori's Place to receive the help that it needs from an event like Run, Walk, Rock, because COVID obviously has taken the lives of a lot of our area residents. Surprisingly, I'm sure for a lot of family members, that has left them in need of this kind of support. So it's important now more than ever that folks make sure that they mark that calendar and be part of the event now on September 11th.
Mm-hmm. Their support is vital. It really is. And as you mentioned, Zach, this last year or so, just like everyone else, we've had to adapt our services. Absolutely. And so many people did die of COVID, but so many people died in general, and people were left to grieve alone and isolated. And so adapting our services to support people, even more so on an individual basis, but just like we're doing today, you know, in a typical year, I'd be in the studio with you and we'd be sharing time together. Now we need to do this virtually to stay safe. That's what we did with our peer support groups as well. And with the collaboration with the health system, as I mentioned before, but also our health department, who's done some amazing work too. We've been allowed to keep our doors open much longer than you would typically think. And so we have a lot of safety precautions in place, keeping people in the building for that connection that we all have been craving. Absolutely.
And, anyone in the community can use the services of Lori's Place. It's not just relegated to certain groups of people or from a certain area or those who have certain type of insurance or anything like that.
No, first of all, and most importantly, there is no charge for anything that we provide. The peer support groups I mentioned, we also do a lot of educating, crisis responses when we unfortunately have student deaths in schools or staff members or anything like that. So anyone can receive our support. It does not matter. Insurance is not a factor. Just having the courage to make that phone call, to reach out for help. We know it's not easy, but when you do, we're going to come around you and walk you through that journey.
So tell us a little bit about Run, Walk, Rock and why this event is so important, truly. I mean, we've really painted why the organization is so important for the community, but this event is something that people look forward to quite a bit. We hear about it all the time.
Mm-hmm. First of all, it's just a fun event. You know, you can get together on a beautiful Saturday morning with your friends and family, support an amazing cause, and it's an easy do, right? Any of us can support our community in that way. But also for the serious runners or walkers, it's chip time, so people love that. And it's a beautiful course. You know, you're going right along the brick paveways, streets, and also down by the beach. It couldn't be any prettier. But this year, Zach, more than ever, we need the support, like many, many nonprofits in our area. And there's many amazing ones. We're all hurting because fundraising has been impacted. There's no doubt about that. So Run, Walk, Rock is truly more important than ever to help us to continue to provide the important services that we have over now 17 years.
And with the limited time that we have left here, it's important to note that you'd like to be able to expand those services to the community. And this event would help, of course, offset the cost and time and effort that it takes to make an expansion like that.
Exactly. And it is a community expansion. We have expanded into the space next door to our facility. So first of all, if you haven't seen it, give us a call and let us walk you through. Maybe a little bit closer to the fall time when it's a little safer, but it's going to be a beautiful space. If you've been to Lori's Place, you know we have a beautiful space for children, very fun and interactive. We wanted to provide a space for adults as well. So a lot of specialized programming. When adults are grieving, they find that there's a lot of secondary losses that happen. That expanded space is really going to help people beyond the peer support model.
And if folks need more information on this event or in general about Lori's Place, where can they get a hold of you?
Well, they're welcome to come on to our website. We've got a ton of great resources there, and you can connect with the event there at www.lorisplace.org. But you're also welcome to give us a call. We are on call 24/7, 365, and that's 269-983-2707.
All right, Stephanie Kohler is a part of Lori's Place as the director here, and thanks very much for being a part of Run, Walk, Rock, which is moving to September 11th of this year. We hope that folks can still be a part of it with 98.3 The Coast.